a lot of the theories as to why we're imminently going to create an AGI are based on a naive extrapolation of computational power. It's almost, we'll do the induction of more and more computational power, and AI has already gotten good at vision and beating us at chess and at video games, so therefore it's going to start thinking soon. Another offshoot that I want to discuss is this idea that humans are this resource consumers on the earth, and we're eating up all the earth's resources. So having more humans on the earth is a bad idea. Whereas if you believe that knowledge comes through creativity, then any child born tomorrow could be the next Einstein or the next Feynman and discover something that will change the world forever with creativity that has nonlinear outputs and effects.
But at the moment, we're very concerned about the pollution or the loss of certain species. And these are legitimate concerns for some people, but it should never be at the expense of the long-term vision that perhaps we can solve all of those problems and far more if only we could have progress at a faster rate by using the resources that we have available to us.
There's a question why the world always seems to be full of more pessimists than optimists, especially when we still live with mostly Enlightenment era values and such tremendous innovation. There are probably multiple reasons for that, but it's just easier to be a pessimist than an optimist. It's harder to guess how life is going to improve. It's easier to linearly extrapolate how it's going to get worse. You could also argue that the risk of ruin is so large that you can't come back from it, that maybe we're hardwired to be pessimists, because if you're correct when you're optimistic, then you have a small gain. But if you're wrong when you're optimistic and you get eaten by a tiger, and it goes to zero. So maybe we're hardwired to be pessimistic in that sense.